Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to Not a Date with Dateline. Surprise!
If you have this downloaded automatically into your phone or tablet or whatever, or you just clicked on it thinking that this was a regular Date with Dateline episode, you're wrong.
You best be disappointed.
This is actually a preview of our new show. Well, it's our new special. We'll call it a special.
Yeah, it's only going to be for a couple months.
We are actually going to be covering The Great British Baking Show.
Woohoo! So this is being called A Date with the Bake.
The Bake. Yep.
Katie came up with that. It's pretty good.
Please enjoy this episode if you are a fan of The Great British Bake Off or The Great British Baking Show. And if not, please make sure that you are listening to Evil Was Waiting, which is our episode for this week.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a good one.
Also, maybe keep listening if you just like listening to us talk. I don't know why. And maybe watch the show. Watch A Great British Bake Off. It's really good.
Yeah, this is, again, one of those shows. If you haven't seen it, why?
Why are you sitting on this? Get your act together.
It's a joyful romp of a British cooking challenge show. It is. Except they're all really nice to each other. It's great. Go watch it.
It brings me joy. I have it on 24/7.
So go check it out. And if you've already watched it, stay tuned because we're about to talk about it.
Woohoo! A Date with the Bake.
Anyways, I had a pretty busy weekend. Did you know I went to a wedding last weekend?
No, how was it?
I mean, it's a wedding, but it was pretty emotional, actually. Even the cake was in tears.
Oh my God.
Hi, everyone. This is Katie.
And this is Kimberly.
And you're listening to A Date with the Bake.
This show really allows Katie to do a deep dive into her love of puns. We're going to do some recapping of Great British Bake Off for the next couple months. It's a short series. This is special.
Special. And if you're finding us for the first time, we are actually A Date with Dateline. But we have decided that because we love The Great British Bake Off so much, that we need to discuss it. And we're going to do that on air.
We talk about murder normally in a funny, snarky way. Now we're going to talk about baking. Just as serious.
Yeah.
In a snarky, loving way.
It's a good change for us. I'm happy about this.
Yeah. Just as much joy in both things. Whether you're murdering, you're baking, whatever your hobbies are.
And the people on the show have the best hobbies ever.
Best hobbies ever. I do brass work. I don't know what that means.
No, I do. I'm waiting for someone to make the ships in the bottles.
Yes.
But
we'll
get there. What's that called? Bottle shipping? Ship bottling.
Ship. I think it's just called shipping a bottle.
No, there's got to be a name for that. We'll figure it out. Anyways, welcome everyone.
Yay, A Date with the Bake.
To A Date with the Bake, our special.
If you don't know, Great British Bake Off, it's in its 10th year. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. It's British. What else do you say about it? Oh, I did want to say, a lot of people are going to be watching for the first time because they are listening to us. I highly suggest a few people, like two people, are going to start watching The Great British Bake Off because they're listening to us.
Okay, like the two people. So for the two people out there that have not already seen it and are watching.
This is specifically directed to Sarah and James, the two people.
Okay.
Sarah and James. I highly suggest if you enjoy this, even if you don't, go back on Netflix and watch the first few seasons with Mel and Sue, the original hosts.
Correct.
Because they are kind of what Katie and I aspire to be.
Correct.
Don't you think they're kind of our spirit animals?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love Noel and Sandy, but they are the OGs.
They are. And I think that when Noel Fielding and Sandy took over, I think there was a sort of an uproar, let's be real.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like Brexit part deux.
So when the show moved from, was it BBC to Channel 4? Is that what happened?
That sounds right.
The hosts changed and one of the judges changed. Mm-hmm. And so we lost Mary Berry, who is the sweetest judge on the planet, who I personally really, really liked. and we got mm-hmm. Prue, and then we switched, we flipped our hosts. And the hosts in this show are not, they're really involved. It's not like hosts in So You Think You Can Dance. Like, Kat Dunning doesn't really interact that much with the dancers. The Mel and Sue, or Noel and Sandy, were very, very much in the mix
with
them.
They make the show for me.
Oh, yeah. And they come around and do quips and try to cheer them on if they're upset because, you know, they've burnt their edges or what have you. They're really
great. They have
soggy
bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really fantastic. But yeah, Mel and Sue are irreplaceable, kind of. So I'm glad they went with, I'm glad they did go so far different, because if they had replaced them with two other females, I think people would have revolted.
Oh, I would have.
Oh, yeah.
I would revolt like I'm going to revolt later in this episode when it's revealed who's kicked off.
Well, I'll be revolting.
Spoiler alert. I'm going to cut a bee.
And I'm going to flip a table and it's going to be Real Housewives of New Jersey up in here. But I think
I'm going to take off my fake leg, throw it across the room at you, even though we're on camera and in separate rooms.
I forgot about that. I always forget about that. Boy, that was terrible.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
It was so, she just waited for the moment at that reunion. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
She was planning it.
It's probably good if you don't know what I'm talking about. It means you haven't wasted your life watching Real Housewives. But, oh man. That was, ugh.
It's so good.
Ridiculous.
Did you want to talk about the title switch and explain why we're going to refer to it as Great British Bake Off?
Yeah, we might as well. So it's actually much better than the reason that both Kimberly and I thought. I thought the Great British Bake Off switched to baking show when the change happened to Channel 4.
The way you keep saying the change, I keep thinking it's menopause.
Sorry, no. When the change, when they went through the change, when they went through the upheaval, when the hard time,
yeah,
the turbulence, when they did the... I don't know what to call it. I'm calling it the change. When they did the change, I thought that they switched from Bake Off to baking show. You thought it was because Americans would not understand Bake Off? Or
no, I just thought it was a change. Yeah, kind of. Like the way they changed the first Harry Potter book title when they released it in the U.S.
So it changed from Philosopher's Stone to Sorcerer's Stone.
Correct.
And then, yeah. Okay. And then I didn't think that made sense because we have chili cook-offs and all sorts of bake-offs here. But apparently what happened is it's a little bit more your reason. I was completely wrong. It was because when they brought it to the U.S., they couldn't use bake-off because it was already copyrighted by Pillsbury. Because Pillsbury bake-off is, I think it's a huge competition. Do you win $1 million? You win a lot of money.
No, you just win a pot to cook more chili in. I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's Pillsbury. They don't make chili.
Oh.
It's hee-hee. It's the
doughboy. Like,
it's baked goods.
Rolls?
Yeah, it's baked goods. So it's like the crescent roll casserole of all time, I guess. I don't know.
You get a lifetime supply of those things. And then, you know, when you get one that you can't unroll, it doesn't pop.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know,
I hate that.
When it doesn't pop, it is the most frustrating
it's
thing
so
in the world.
You can't cut into them. There's no, you're not getting in there. You're messing mm-mm. up the rolls. You're going to get half of that roll. So if you mm-hmm. wanted 12 crescent rolls, no, you're kidding.
Croissant?
Crescent rolls. Mommy, can I have a crescent roll? Okay. Anyways. So,
that point.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of those. That coming as I try to do everyone's accent for this entire show. So,
yes.
Anyways, that's why. Because Pillsbury Bake Off was a thing, so they couldn't have Bake Off in the title, I guess.
That's insane.
Which is ridiculous. I also, so what? It's the Great British Bake Off. So they didn't patent the Great British under the Pillsbury name. So I don't understand.
So everything Bake Off is copyrighted. I'll get sued if I host a date with Dateline Bake Off.
Well, that's just nonsense.
It is.
So Cook-Off is fine. They could have called it. But why didn't they then go with the Great British Cook-Off?
Well, because I guess there's a difference between cooking and baking, which I only recently figured out.
Would you prefer?
I'm not that bright.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. What if they just went with the Great British Bake? No,
yeah, I like that.
That could have worked.
No, I like that. Yeah. No, I like that.
Baking show makes it seem like they're dumbing it down for Americans.
It does, and that's what I assumed, and I don't like that. But in reality, we are really dumb, so I applaud them for that decision.
Yeah,
that's good. It is needed. But so you'll on if you're watching in the U.S. on Netflix, they will say Great British Baking Show. But we don't ascribe to that. We are Anglophiles, and we wish we were British, so we're going to keep calling it Great British Bake Off.
Also, when they say, welcome to the Great British Bake Off, so you're going to hear them say that in the show.
No. When I was watching the new season, they say Great British Baking Show.
Oh, so they're recording it twice?
They're recording too. Yes.
I'm
should you
here.
Throw? I know. I'm Did done. You just throw your fake leg?
Good night. I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, that was fun while it lasted. Bye, guys. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Okay, press on. Where are we off to next? Let's get into this. We need to meet our contestants. The Baker's Dozen.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh wait. I'm so sorry. Before we do that, one more thing.
Yes. Housekeeping.
This is not bingeable for the first time ever in the U.S. Normally, the whole season is released on Netflix and you just binge the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're watching weekly, like the way the British do. So we get to feel very fancy and British.
I like it. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan. I think we are super fancy now.
Yeah.
And basically honorary Brits.
Well, I think, yeah.
Of course, we do get it several days after them.
That's okay. We're trying.
I'm still going to do some accents. Pretend like I'm British.
Okay. That's good.
Nobody can stop me.
I'm not going to try. It's welcome, and we'll see how many people actually listen after this episode because of the accents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apologies in advance. Just blanket apologies.
If you're British, if you're Scottish.
We're trying. If you're Welsh, oh, well, yeah.
God help you.
I'm going to murder that accent. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, our Baker's Dozen.
Yes.
Our Hot 13.
Also, I've always called it Baker's Dozen, and they said only old people call it Baker's Dozen.
Oh, maybe they do. Maybe it's an old person. That was funny. Maybe it's an old person thing in England?
I've always called it that. I thought that's what it was called.
It is.
Yeah. I am old.
Yeah, but no, I've always called it that. I called it that when I was young.
Yeah. I thought that's just what it was called. Whatever. Anyways,
yeah.
So here are our bakers in the order of...
B-roll.
So B-roll we do on Dateline all the time, and it's when there's, like, footage of them doing other things that they splice with voiceover explaining their lives. So it's, like, footage of them living their lives so we can learn about each person.
Mm-hmm.
First is Amelia. She's the fashion designer with the pink curly hair.
Love it.
I'm a fan.
Love the hair. Love that she's a fashion designer. Love that she's serious. She's got like a serious tone to her. She's here to win.
But I also think she's witty because when she said, have you used up all the gin? She said, no, I'll let you know.
Yeah. She's dry. I like it.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Michelle is next. And Michelle. Has chickens? Several
and
chickens.
And sheep?
And sheep.
She's herding sheep on what's it called?
What are you doing?
I'm making this hand gesture like I'm...
A hook?
That's my...
On a four-wheeler?
Four-wheeler noise.
There we go.
Grr.
I also think she's Welsh because she makes two Welsh cakes in this. She does the Bara Brith cake. Yep, there you go. You're welcome. Yeah. And then, oh, sorry. Well, we'll get to it. Let's not talk about what the cake is yet that they're making in their first signature challenge. We won't do that yet. We'll just explain who they are. And then Michelle, do you want to talk about how? There's something major with Michelle.
Michelle says that her husband thinks that she looks like Noel. Mm-hmm. Which starts some interesting banter where Noel pretends that he's going to go on vacation and pretend to be her and try to trick the husband. So that's how I will remember her for the rest of the series, is she's the lookalike Noel, the female Noel. It's not a bad thing. He has feminine features.
But she doesn't look that much like him, but I could see it.
It's just really the hair, the dark hair.
There's some things about the face.
Tone. Yeah, maybe.
Interesting. Okay.
You could do worse.
Oh, yeah.
I love Noel.
Yeah, you could do much worse.
Yeah. Now, Steph.
Steph is very cool. She's a little sprite of a thing. She has a cute little upturned nose. I mean, she's a wee little lady. Mm-hmm. She has this little mop of hair, these like thick bangs, and this little, it looks like those dolls that you get, and the hair separates from the head, and so you can switch out the hair. She has the brunette one with the bangs and the ponytail. That's what that doll has, because it doesn't move. She has this sort of thick fringe of bangs that isn't greasy, or, you know, like my bangs would be, just a grease splat plaster to my forehead.
Mine would be like clumped into three sections.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would die for like her bangs. She's got bangs that hide secrets, is what she's got.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really good. And
secrets.
She also, she has a cool thing. She works at her mom's vintage car dealership.
Because they all have these interesting jobs.
They're interesting lives.
I have a theory behind that. Because they all have these really fascinating jobs. Mm-hmm. And I do think it has something to do with, like, these interesting jobs being really driven, a lot of them in their careers. And baking is sort of the same way. It's that sort of personality where you're constantly trying to better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And baking is, like, a lot of work. It's a commitment. And you don't have to do it. You could just go to the grocery store and get some Entenmann's. But it's, like, that's sort of the personality, I think, of being active. And do you know what I'm saying?
I think you're totally right. I think also it makes for people that like to bake specifically, not cook, but bake, because baking is so technical. It's why they have a technical challenge. Like, it's so much maths and things like that. You're getting the people that use both kinds of their brain, right? They're really creative, and then they have to be kind of accurate.
Yeah.
So it makes for an interesting personality, I think, for bakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that, or they're just picking the people with the interesting jobs, and the people who, like, work at Old Navy then just don't get picked for the show. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Is Old Navy still? Yeah, Old Navy's still
around.
Old
Navy's alive, but I don't know
if Old Navy's... You know, I was thinking of Miller's Outpost.
Oh, boy. But they're not in England.
No, they're not. I just couldn't... I don't know.
So where do they work at? Topshop? H&M?
Sure.
Harrods? Harrods. I don't know any other stores. All right.
we're out.
Rosie's up next. You want to talk about Rosie?
Oh, Rosie, I can't tell if I like her or not. That's going to sound really mean.
Is Rosie our only blonde? She is. She's our only blonde.
Well, we do have a male blonde.
Is she our only female blonde?
Is she our only natural blonde?
These are good points. Good points.
Not frosted blonde.
And why can't you tell if you like... I like Rosie because I think Rosie gets real excitable and her voice gets real squeaky.
Very squeaky.
Yeah. Not high.
So does mine. Like, I shouldn't...
But no. Yours isn't squeaky like that. Squeaky is when it's maybe not supposed to be that high and it's... like, it's got a little edge to it. But she's cool. She's a vet.
I love a vet. I love a vet.
And she has snakes, a pet python named Minnie.
Yeah, here's where I had a problem.
Yeah.
She proves her dough in her home pet python's, what's it called? Terrarium?
Vivarium.
No. Vivarium?
Yeah. Vivarium.
With a V?
Yeah, don't you remember when I lived up north, I used to go to the vivarium all the time?
No, I do not remember that.
Oh, I liked it. It was fun.
Really?
I don't know. They had neat things
there.
Did it
smell? Because this answers my question. I feel like the dough, whatever you would bake, would have a slight fishy taste to it.
No, it smelled moist. It smelled like water. Like, because there's moisture in the air, because they're all a little damp. Like, all that stuff's a little damp. But that would be the perfect place to prove.
Right.
Also, we're getting a heads up for bread week. If she's proving stuff, it means she bakes a lot of bread.
So do you think she's going to be one of those people who brings in a starter from home that's like 18 years old and she's had it forever?
Exactly. Or like, and she's going to have a real interesting blend of like turmeric and chive. Yeah, she's going to, And she's already like heavy on the flavors because her first cake is I think it's chai. So she's going for it. Okay, next up, Michael.
Oh, he's one of our two nerdy guys that I love.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a little Harry Potter-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Michael.
He's a little accident prone.
Get your act together, Michael.
Okay, so go ahead. Michael cuts himself three times in the
thrice
in the signature bake. So in the first challenge, three times.
And the third time is literally as he's saying, just be calm, don't cut yourself, like, be calm, go slow. Oop, there's the third finger. And the medics have to keep coming over and bandaging him up. So it's really funny.
Would you be nervous to eat his cake?
Because there's blood in it.
Because there might be a little bit of Michael's DNA in it.
I don't love the idea of a bandage, like, getting bits of bandage by accident.
I'm not crazy about the Band-Aid either. A soggy Band-Aid cake.
Ugh.
Okay. Anyway.
Because I spend a lot of time in a public pool, and that's the one thing you don't want
to
see.
Is the Band-Aid floating to the top?
Uh-huh.
How often does that happen?
I've seen it like three times.
That's it?
And maybe one of them was mine.
Oh, Lord.
And I picked it up really fast, and I pushed it into my swimsuit during my water aerobics class.
That's cool.
Yeah, I should have just swallowed it.
No, you did the right thing. You hid your shame. You're good. It's all right. Okay, next up, Dan the man. Dan. Now, Dan, by all intents and purposes, you would not like. I would not like, right? Because he looks like he came from Coachella to the Great British Bake Off.
Is he what people would call a lumbersexual?
Yes.
Okay. So he is Beardy McMahon Bun.
Yes.
With a full-on chesticle tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Of like a deer. Like it's a deer. I think it's a deer head with antlers that are coming up over his clavicle bones.
And they are getting really close into neck tattoo territory.
Are you going for it?
I've already alienated all of our A Date with Dateline listeners by saying that neck tattoo people...
Don't say it on this.
Okay.
Just keep your opinion to yourself. Some of us like neck tattoos.
But I will say he's everything that I don't like, mm-hmm. and yet I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Love him.
Just looking at him, if I saw him, I would make assumptions about him. I would make assumptions about his job, his personality, and they would not be what he turns out to be, which teaches me and you a good lesson.
Don't judge a cooking book by its cover.
Exactly.
He works with people with learning disabilities.
No,
that's a plus.
I don't even think it's learning disabilities. I think it's just disabilities.
Whatever. Plus.
Yeah.
He has two different color eyes.
Amazing.
Big plus.
Yes.
Love that. He's funny and he laughs at Noel's jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for that. And his comic timing is spot on.
Yeah, flawless.
When Michael says he's doing the thing, he's cooling down his
cake.
Because
he's waving the tea towel. He's waving the dish towel like it's somehow going to cool it down so he can frost it. And
he goes, does it work? And Danny goes, no.
Yeah, but like in the most hilarious like tone of voice. Yeah, it's perfect.
And then in the last challenge, the second it starts, he goes, okay, going in the oven.
Yeah.
And it freaked everyone out.
And then he also says to the camera, he says something like, that he's like, so far, it's fairly straightforward because he's reading the directions. He's like, but I'm only on, he says something, he goes, but this is step one. But it's great because he's delightful.
He's always grinning and laughing.
Yeah.
And I just think everyone loves him.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Huge, huge Dan fan.
Now, I don't want to say on the opposite end of the spectrum. I haven't gotten to know this person enough yet. David.
Right.
Health freak.
Yeah.
Fit
fanatic is what we call them.
Fit fanatic. He does something like Doctors Without Borders, it seems, which is amazing.
Something called an international health advisor.
That's one of those crazy driven jobs.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's a lot of school.
And he is workout obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like it's in the fun way. Like Val, like move a little, lose a lot, where she's always doing her high kicks, her hammies while she's cooking.
Oh, that's great. If you guys remember Val from a few series back when she was the older lady who would always do the side steps mm-hmm. while she was stirring and while she was baking. She was sort of constantly little exercises. It was great.
Yeah.
It was Groovy Granny is what she was doing. Have you ever watched Groovy Granny on PBS?
No, but I'm going to.
Oh, it's really funny. She doesn't do big exercises, but she does little tiny things.
That's my speed.
It's amazing. Actually, your mom, Joni, could do Groovy Granny. Joni could be Groovy Granny.
That's Joni can do the splits, though.
That's amazing.
She can do big exercises. I am more Groovy Granny level, I think.
You could do Groovy Granny. We'll get you a wig.
I might get sore. It might be too much for me.
We'll see. We'll
My try. Level of movement on a daily basis is very small.
You should try Richard Simmons. He's not very much movement. But it's like,
Are you
but
kidding?
It's long periods
of
time.
I think I would
time.
Pass out.
No,
yeah,
no,
I
no,
would
no.
Pass out.
You wouldn't. It's just like an hour long, but it's not that intense. It's a lot of grapevine.
Oh,
lots
I can
of grapevine.
Do grapevine.
And lots
we
of,
do that yeah. in water aerobics.
Exactly. I think you'd
God,
like Richard Simmons.
Aerobics.
Sweat into Disco is the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Before he disappeared, I was going to take his class in LA.
Oh.
And he disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
I had to get in shape for it. That's what's when you know it's bad is you have to get in shape so that you can take a Richard Simmons class.
What's it? It's LA. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I mean, is that why you felt like you had to get in shape?
No, so literally so I wouldn't die during the class.
I don't think you would. I'm coming
I'm
over.
Really
we're gonna
out of
do,
shape.
We're going to do it. I'm doing it with
okay.
you. Okay.
Okay.
But so David, we don't, the jury's out because here's why the jury is out for me. It's purely because out of the gate, signature challenge, he has decided to go with replacing the fat in his cake with squash and something else. I don't want that.
No fat.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
I don't want that. I don't want you to replace my butter with vegetables. I'm not interested, David. I don't want that.
I think because it's the first challenge, he wants to show them who he is. And
I know.
He's trying to brand himself as the healthy baker.
You're not going to win.
That's not why we're watching the
no,
show.
No, and
though.
You're not going to win. If you're there just to like promote your brand and he's going to write a fitness book, a fitness cookbook, cooking without fat, I won't buy it.
No, I wouldn't buy a cookbook anyways, let's be honest.
He is also very handsome. And I think that also makes me suspicious because I'm a terrible person and I'm very suspicious of attractive people all the time.
Does it make you feel better that he's gay?
No. I mean,
you're still
absolutely
suspicious.
Nothing. No.
Same suspicion level.
Same suspicion.
Okay. Here's what's an interesting thing in his B-roll is he's doing gymnastics, jumping on a trampoline, fully face plants. And this is when I start to realize that this sweet British baking show where they're all, I'm just here to make friends and not, I'm not here to make friends, is not that innocent. Because the editors kept in that shot. They easily could have picked one where he landed it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
So is David, so then it begs the question, is it because David is not that nice and the editors don't like David that much? Or is it because they've been doing this for a really long time and it's Channel 4 and they're like, hey,
we're going to have fun with this.
Because you know they've got tons of footage. You're right. They could have easily put one in that he landed.
But now Michael, very nice, and they kept him in cutting himself.
Well, yeah, that's a big part of the show, though. That's in the actual show. We're not talking about
that's
B-roll.
True. No, that's true. You're right.
Okay.
No, you're right. It could maybe he's not, maybe we've created this whole thing that he's not nice.
And then maybe he turns out to be really great later and like sends himself home
ourselves.
Instead of someone else.
Like volunteers
yes,
as tribute?
Yeah, I volunteer. So maybe
oh
we
God,
need to
I'm so
maybe
sorry,
we need
David.
To not make rash judgments. David, you seem like a lovely
That's
gent.
What we do on this show though.
Yeah. That's what we do on the other show. Maybe on this show we'll turn over a new leaf and we'll be open to all. And like, no, just because they're handsome, maybe he's very nice.
I got to be honest with you. That sounds like a lot of work.
Okay. We were wrong about Dan.
Oh, 100%.
We could be wrong about
Dan. I will go to my grave feeling bad that I misjudged Dan.
Yeah, good. You should. I'll remind you every day. I'll send little texts.
Good.
Don't Dan it up. Don't pull a Dan. Remember Dan. Hashtag remember Dan.
Hashtag never forget Dan. Now, Phil is our next one. He's a truck driver. Finally, someone with like a normal job that I've heard of.
It's a lorry driver.
I haven't heard of it then. I just assumed it's a truck.
I got really excited, but I thought a lorry, this is my first dumb moment of many. I thought it was a taxi.
Me too.
And then I looked at the screen and I saw it was a giant semi. And I was like, oh, okay. It's big trucks.
I kind of thought it was a taxi too.
No.
We're going to get a lot of letters.
No, I just admitted that it was stupid. Don't write me a letter. I know.
No, but maybe the letter says it can mean that too.
Oh, okay. I'm fine.
And by
with that.
Letter, I mean tweets and Instagram messages.
I think full post. If you're going to write that, you need to put up the P.O. box. You can write me a letter and tell me.
Yes. If you want to take that much effort and it means that much to you,
write,
then do it.
Write a letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has a wife, two daughters, and he just does what the wife says. So here's the thing that I had. Well, he said that, not me. Here's my moment with Phil. He says something about how the recipe for the signature bake was something that him and his wife came up with together because they do the baking together. And I thought to myself, did she apply?
Oh.
Did she apply to be on the show?
Picked?
And he got picked.
That's brutal.
Have we ever
had... That could destroy a marriage.
Have we had brothers and sisters or husbands and wives on the show and on any of the series until now?
I don't think so. Now, we should say that we've only seen the 7 that are on Netflix.
No.
There are 3.
Sorry, we should not say that because I have seen all of them.
Oh, well, then you would know.
Yeah.
Have there been a brother and sister?
Not in the other ones that you're talking about. Do you want to see the other ones? I have them.
I definitely want to.
Oh, I'll send them to
you. I don't want to watch them while I'm watching this one.
No. Okay. Well, later, after you can watch the early ones. What are you doing? You texting
nothing.
Someone?
No.
Are you tweeting Dan? Hashtag remember Dan?
I've been following him
Hashtag
online.
Stan Dan. Stan Dan. I did it.
I stan Dan.
I stan Dan. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Let's get it going.
I love it.
Okay.
No. What do we have anything else to say about Phil?
No. We're on to Priya, who wins best hair for the episode. She has this cute little bob that I loved. And she seems
Wait,
great.
She wins best hair over Steph?
Yeah, for me. Steph was a close second, but I liked Priya's hair. I thought it was really cute.
Okay.
And I think that's a hard look to put off. And she has a perfect face.
Yeah,
I like
she
her.
She does.
Yeah.
She's an aspiring novelist and a mom. Mm-hmm. And I, no joke, when they said that and we saw her typing in her B-roll, I said out loud, good for her. Because I'm
So you're turning into
my
a
mother.
Grandma. Okay. So you do need to do Groovy Granny because it's time for that now. Okay.
I was like, good for you, Priya, following your dreams.
That is good.
Out loud to no one in my apartment.
Nothing wrong with that. Priya seems very cool, and I think she might have a good chance.
I like her.
I have Priya high in my odds right now.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alice.
Yes. So she is our gorgeous gal of the series. Normally there's one strikingly pretty girl, I feel like.
Interesting. I would have not picked. I mean, she's very pretty.
She's very pretty. She has the perfect ponytail.
Yeah, the ponytail. But again, you didn't pick her for best hair.
No, but she's effortlessly flawless because they're all lovely people, but she's just classically very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell how old she is. Ageless? 30?
Yeah. Ageless beauty.
Yeah.
She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. She's a little quirky, I think. She uses her cakes to teach geography, which she's one of those young teachers that has energy because students and being underpaid have not sucked the life out of them yet and made them bitter. And she still loves teaching.
Are teachers underpaid in England?
Maybe not. I mean, they are better than us and they have universal health care, so maybe teachers are well compensated.
Probably.
I hope so.
All right, so now we have Jamie next.
Oh boy.
Okay.
What should we just skip him? What do we say?
Jamie's 20 years old. He has a twin brother named Alex, and in the B-roll, they do a mirror twin thing where it looks like Jamie's looking in a mirror, and they're sort of both combing their hair in the same way, and then one of the twins walks away.
Mm-hmm.
It got me, number one. I didn't know that it was a twin. I thought it was a mirror, and I was like, why are they showing him looking in the mirror? That's really cocky. I was like, I don't like this, and then it's the brother, so I'm an idiot. Great. Good job, Bake Off. You got me.
It's the trickster show.
Mm-mm.
It's like Lost or something.
So he's on a gap year.
Right?
Yeah.
He is. He looks like a mix between Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
And the middle son from Home Improvement.
Yes.
Which maybe 3 people are going to get that.
Yeah, but the blonde.
I even looked him up, and yes, it's spot on.
Spot on. And he has that haircut where it's shaved on the side and then brushed forward to the front.
Why are we still doing that?
That might be coming back, because we have come across this haircut multiple times now in Dateline, but I feel like it's always in older episodes, but it's the grizzle haircut. His wasn't greasy in the front.
No,
so it wasn't
true.
Like greasy little bangs.
It is, however,
frosted.
It's frost. How did
he's on a baking show?
It's so what he pulled out all the stops. It is like leopard print almost. The natural color and the frosted. It's like modeled.
He has a very dark blonde brown natural hair color, and it is white frosted.
Yeah. Now his voice surprised me. It's a lot deeper than I thought it would be.
Is
but
it?
He also, it comes out and you're like, whoa.
Oh.
He somehow, I didn't know British people could sound like surfer stoners, but Jamie proved me wrong.
He talks like a British YouTuber to me.
Okay.
Lots of crikey. And oh, that's cringe. Oh, cringe.
Okay.
And that's like kind of cringe and clout and words like that. Like I associate
I'm using those
with YouTube. Don't.
I think I'm going to. Why would that be cringe if I did it? See, I just did it. You didn't hate it. You liked it. No? Okay.
Why you didn't are you like why are you telling me you like it? You like it when I do that. And I'm looking down and sad. See, you like it. I'm the best. You like it. It's horrible. But Jamie is not the best.
I'm struggling with Jamie a lot. I feel like he kind of sucks. And that is, I know sounds harsh because it's like me criticizing someone that's in the NBA because obviously they're good enough of basketball to become in the NBA.
You think he sucks at baking?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, no, I don't think he sucks. I think he's young. And I don't
know. You think he sucks as a person?
I thought that that's what you meant, that he's such a person. I think that he's young, and I think that we've seen young bakers on this show that are extremely humble and talented, and unfortunately, Jamie doesn't come off like that, which is unfortunate. And then he's also on the show with another young person who comparatively seems very humble and kind of...
And good.
And good. And really good. And so,
I mean, I love when they have ingenue, like, bakers. Like, Martha was the best. She was, like, 17.
Right.
But when you compare that to Jamie and everyone's like, oh, he's so young, huh? He's come so... But then he's just kind of sucks. We'll get to it. But there was one that he didn't suck at, but the rest I was kind of like, oh, I don't think he's very good. But I mean,
I don't think he's ready. I don't think that he's not good. I think he's not ready for this.
Yeah.
I think the amount of prep and years of baking you'd have to do to be good at these kind of challenges, right?
But Martha.
Yeah. But again,
but
she's
Martha's
a wonderkind.
Martha's been doing it since she is. Yeah.
So I don't see Jamie as a wonderkind, which you kind of have to be if you're going on. But I don't know.
Do you think he has a passion for the bake?
No. Maybe, but I didn't see it. I don't know. It's really hard to tell.
He's maybe just doing it to make his dad proud.
Oh, yeah, because we did find out that his dad taught him to bake.
Mm-hmm.
The dad is the... Yes, he definitely could be that, and that makes me sad.
Oh, he's being pressured into it.
Yeah, because that would make
me sad. He's like the kid with the chess.
Bobby Fischer?
Yeah.
Okay, baby. All right, let's move on. We have my favorite, Helena.
Yes, I knew she would be your favorite.
Yes, because Helena is the goth.
Yes.
And she has Spanish accent?
I don't want to make a judgment because I will be wrong and I'll be embarrassing myself.
Okay. But she's fantastic and she wants Halloween every day. We get to see her house, which has a lot of goth items, but has a lot of pink. So she is a pastel goth, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
She has a baby and a husband and a big German shepherd. And she wears lots of makeup.
And has a chip in her teeth, which is adorable.
Yes. And I'm very
also,
excited.
She and Noel kind of bond right away.
Immediately.
Noel is a proud goth, too.
Exactly. So, very exciting. I'm excited to see how she does. And she's very personable. Like, she's very, like, sort of scattered, and she's fun to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a hoot. I hope she goes far.
She has a friendly young witch aesthetic.
Yes, she does. That's a very good point. Instead of like sort of a spooky aloof aesthetic, she is the friendly witch.
Yes.
Yeah. They're very yes. good. And then last but not least, we've got Henry. So Henry is the young counterpart.
Oh, I just said, oh, Henry.
I don't know. He's studying English lit because that's exactly what he looks like he should be studying at uni.
I thought he looks like he's straight out of Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, he does. He's, I don't know. He's exactly what you would picture a young British boy studying English lit. And
at uni,
his hobby, besides baking, is singing church songs with an organ. And the songs are like, that's that kind of church song. Not like, oh, God is an awesome God. It's not that. Do not confuse my church hymns, British church hymns, with praise songs on an overhead projector at church. These are two vastly different worlds. And I kind of love it that that's his hobby, because that's a very odd hobby for someone that young.
It is. Yeah. You're expecting him to be like, I skateboard and I play Xbox on the weekends. Something.
I'm really into Fortnite. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what people do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not. I make slime and I sell it on Etsy. Maybe. I don't know. Like, that's what people do. I know slime is big with the kids. Right? There's a lot of people selling slime on Etsy.
College students, especially.
Yeah. I was surprised. I went on to Etsy like in a fever dream what was it? I think it was last night. Like, I woke up at, like, 3 in the morning, and I went on, and I was like, I need pistachio body wash. Where would I go? And so, does anyone make it? And, like, I went on Etsy to look for, like, specifically pistachio-flavored body wash or creams.
I'm not going to even point out how you pronounce pistachio.
Sorry. And there were so many slimes that came up. And I was like, how, when I'm entering body wash, is it coming up with this? I don't want a slime. But there were so many slimes came up.
I thought you could just make your own slime at home. Isn't that the whole
point? Yeah, with Elmer's glue.
Right?
I don't know, but then they have all these new slimes.
When you go to the craft store, they have a whole aisle. Mm-hmm. Like, the end of an aisle says slime supplies, and it has the supplies.
And there's all these different kinds now. There's, like, butter slime, this kind of slime, and they all feel a little different. There's a foamy one, and you can put things
in
them.
When did slime come
back?
I don't
know. It's huge. Or it's going out. It might be going out, because usually things are going out when I first discover them, so that's probably what's happening. Anyways, Henry doesn't do that. Henry's great. But it was at this point that I was like, no one ever comes on and is like, they're an aspiring pop star. You know, no one is ever something like that. They want to be a YouTube influencer. No.
Well, for these shows, they don't usually like people who want to be actors.
No.
They want the heart of the UK, like real normal
people. But I feel like they need to put in a Shakespearean actor.
I don't think
they've done that yet, but I would like to see that, and I would like to see an older person do that in his spare time.
I would like an older, doing Shakespeare, mm-hmm. but kind of looks down on television as a medium.
Yes.
Because theater
where
it's
at. The art. And I would also like someone who does LARPing. We do not have a LARPer yet.
I'm surprised Kim Joy wasn't a LARPer.
She is. She just didn't tell us.
Yeah, I figured.
All right, so now let's head into our signature bake, right? What moments do we have in our signature? First of all, they're making fruitcake.
Yeah. If I were offered any of these beautiful fruitcakes mm-hmm. at a party or something, I would politely decline. It's a texture thing. I do not enjoy chunks of things.
I don't think you would if you were in England or like in the UK.
Okay, because I was trying to fit in.
But in
and try and be classy.
But if someone offered me fruitcake in America, I'd be like, how old is that? Because that's the joke. That you can like throw them across the room and kill someone, right?
Right. You re-gift it year after year for Christmas.
Because they never go bad.
I've never had one. Have you had one? Like an actual Christmas fruitcake?
I have. Yeah, it's good. I mean, because I think a lot of times in America, they're made with maraschino cherries, the red and the green maraschino cherries. There's nothing about that I don't like. Mm. I like everything about that. I like disgustingly sweet foods. So a fake fruit in a cake? Yes. sign me up. But okay. if I got one, okay. or if it had like dates or figs or really sweet fruits, I would like it. But if someone was trying to give me like apricots and some other fruits that are questionable, I don't want it.
No. I just don't want anything in there that I have to like crunch or pick around.
Yeah, then you're not gonna like a fruitcake. And they say from the jump. So Paul Hollywood from the jump says we're expecting a massive amount of fruit.
It's like basically fruit and congealed together with a tiny
little bit of cake. But then this causes problems, right? Because this is also kind of a hard cake to do well right out of the gate. Because, I mean, we've seen this before. All the fruit collects at the bottom. You know, it's hard. The consistency.
The dispersal.
Exactly.
Of the cake is a big problem.
Very difficult with a fruitcake.
Something I know and I act like I know because I watched
the show. But you do know it because you watched the show.
I know it now because I watched the show.
So you know it.
I also know with the fruitcakes, if you're putting the tester in, the little stick, and it comes out wet, you might not know that that's a fruit that you touched and that's why it's wet. Or if it's the
but that's
dough,
why
it can trick
I'm
you.
I'm thinking that those little temperature gauges are better. The ones when they stick the stick in with the temperature on it, so they're looking at the temp. But that seems much more technical and difficult. I wouldn't know how to do that. I do the testers with the toothpick, but I don't do the temperature gauge on cakes.
I don't bake, so.
Well, this is going to be a great podcast.
Yeah. So this is the challenge where Michael cuts himself multiple times. And
most people did okay.
Phil added this roll of marzipan that looked like a long sausage.
I liked it.
Something. It kind of grossed me out.
You don't like marzipan though.
I don't think I do.
I'd
need to try a
good
one.
I love marzipan. Like when Pira is making the little tiny marzipan fruits to put on the side of the cake, I got really excited. I'm a big marzipan
but
person.
But do you like the tube?
Yeah, I want
it,
the tube.
And then you cut it and it's just a circle?
Because what's happening is then that fruitcake all around, you would now have like, because there's not always frosting on fruitcakes, right? That is a little sweet almond paste center that I bet is so good.
Okay.
And his looked beautiful, by the way. The decoration, he did one of the swirl ones.
I do agree. I liked it. I thought it was really pretty. What was heartbreaking about this challenge was Henry's glass house.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
He pipes this amazing glass. It looks like a little greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And it, as he's picking it up, he just doesn't raise his hands quite enough and they're nervous and it catches the edge and it just, all the walls fall apart.
And it's so pretty. It's
and
so
I,
delicate.
I wept like a little
it's
baby.
It's like this little lattice. Yeah, that's rough.
It was just an accident. It wasn't his lack of talent or anything.
And it's his chance to show them his sugar work, like right out the gate, right? And then, I know.
Yeah.
So for the best of this bunch, did you pick a couple that you liked the best or would you like to taste?
I did not want to taste any of them.
Okay.
But some of them looked good. Steph with the oranges, I thought looked pretty. Phil's, I did like the outside of. I did not like that sausage
Got
in the
it.
Middle. Michael's with the orange and the white piping
pretty.
That continued onto the plate, I thought was very
really pretty. Did you like Amelia's, though? Because I thought Amelia's was one of the best and had the stars on it.
Well, what was funny about Amelia's is Prue goes, oh, you got caught off and the top part stayed in the pan, you know, and because she couldn't get it out all the way. And then when they go to Phil's, they say, oh, you got it out of the pan perfectly. And then the camera pans to Amelia because the editors are sly and sneaky and they're doing a lot of was that
they
shade.
Are. They definitely are. You're right.
No, I did think it was pretty. I thought it was cute. I thought Phil's was prettier.
Phil's was really pretty. Helena did not do well. She was trying to do these glass or these sugar bat wings. No.
It was a hot watercress mess.
It was. And then Rosie's
dance
was flat. Sorry.
Rosie's was very flat. It did not even look
Rosie
like
was
cake.
Bummed out. She's there to win.
Yeah, she is. She's in it
she
to win it.
She did not like it. Dan, okay, so let's talk about Dan's cake, which is...
Dan's, Prue said, was rustic, which I'm going to formally request that the next time you see me and I have holes in my shirt, holes in my shorts, no makeup on, and little eye crusties because I just woke up, you're going to say, you look rustic.
Done.
instead of saying how bad I look.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. I think it's better.
Because Dan was, Dan had raw cake. So.
It was raw. They did say the flavors were okay.
But he messed up. So he changed his recipe at the last minute. And the problem was most of the people had like a lot of fruit. He had a rum cake, but it was, I think he was worried he wasn't going to have enough fruit. So he added more to his recipe. So his bake times were all off. So
you can't let them get into your head and make you change last minute.
But when I think about it, and if Paul Hollywood, if the one thing that he said is that we're expecting a lot of fruit, I would panic. I would have done the same thing and been like, nope, okay, I gotta rework this. I gotta add more. But then you need to add a fruit like a raisin. Like nothing moisture, you know? You need to add something that can be dry.
That makes sense.
That's what I don't know. But maybe he didn't have any raisins.
Oh, can they only use what they've brought with them?
Yeah.
There's no, like, pantry that they can
use. Exactly.
It's
not Top Chef.
Right.
Yeah.
The secret ingredient is...
Cran apple juice. And then everyone cries. Because it's disgusting. Yes. Cran apple juice.
So, next is the technical. Yes. Angel cakes. Angel
food.
Which
is my new nickname for you. Hey, angel cakes!
I like it. Makes me a little uncomfortable, but
yeah,
I like
that's
it.
The best kind of nickname. Okay. Well, that makes you a little sweaty. Okay. But yes, it is angel cakes. And Prue says the secret to success is accuracy. Well, okay, Prue.
You could say that about any
Correct.
Technical. Thanks.
Got it.
Prue. Not helpful. Mm-hmm.
And then they do the best joke, which is my favorite joke of the episode. When Noel says, we're going to say goodbye to Prudence and Paulette. And I like it when they make their names funny. And she says, and Sandy says, well, where are they off to? And he goes, oh, I saw two leopard leotards and a pommel horse. And she goes, ah, PE lesson.
And that's one thing they've added that's very fun that Mel and Sue didn't do is like, where are they off to?
Yeah, they did.
And they do that joke a lot.
They did. They had little tiny bits, but it was usually like, bye bye, have fun at the blah, blah, blah. Like it was
yes,
like that.
Yes, but it wasn't like, where are they going? And then Noel would make up something crazy about, they're going trampolining.
Never a bit after. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's, I like it. Now,
angel cakes.
Yeah. So now I learned what feathering was.
That's impressive.
I've seen them do it on the show many times. I feel like I could do it. I didn't know that that's what it was
called. I didn't know that you had to do it with a wet toothpick or a wet cocktail.
So your knowledge
stick.
Was, you knew a lot more than I did.
I have never done it.
I think that's fair to say.
But now I knew how to feather, that you'd wet the stick. Because I would have tried it with a dry stick. It would have all stuck to the stick. And I would have been like, why isn't this working for me? But now I know.
Now
Thank you
know.
Phil. Phil's the one that said it.
Yeah, aww.
You helped me.
What else? Genoese?
Genoese. Okay, so this was a wow moment for me. Just like feathering for you. So Genoese sponge is the same as angel food cake?
Is
same,
it? Now
same family?
Okay. Now I'm going to kind of know what they're talking about when they say
because
Genoese.
Because they kept saying it. They kept saying, oh, I've never made a Genoese. Or blah, blah, blah. I've only made a Genoese like twice. So angel food cake is a Genoese sponge.
I feel like we might need to make a glossary of things that we are learning in terms that we now know.
But how did I not know that? And I've seen 10 seasons of Great British Bake Off.
Because they don't usually say angel food cake.
They don't at all because that's the...
They just say Genoese.
But why is that the American version of it? Why can't we call it Genoese?
Because we're not fancy. Gosh. We just have to say angel food cake.
So Jamie has to start over in the middle.
Oh, Jamie.
I don't know what Jamie's doing.
So Jamie did pretty good in the signature, and then I was like, oh, maybe he doesn't suck. And why did I get the impression that he sucked when I watched this the first time? And then this is when he sort of starts to not be as great. Yeah,
it's not good. It's not great, because they're making these three little triple-layer angel cakes. And he botches the whole thing. He gets last place.
Yeah.
And
oh, it's
Henry gets first place. It's really sad, because Henry is his... Oh, did is his counterpart, like the young choir boy counterpart to Jamie's.
Oh, you're right.
Crikey.
Oh.
So cringe.
Last place and first place. You're right. Now, Vet Rosie, who cares a lot, got second place, so she was really
happy. She needed to. She knew she needed to. She was in the bottom of the signature.
What was really cute was Michelle, the lookalike Noel, and Michael, who has half of a hand left, were holding his half of a hand already. It's only the first episode, and during the judging, they're holding each other's, like, nervously. They've bonded that much already. I love
that. They're so nice. All the people are so nice.
You don't see that on our
shows. No, because everyone's like, don't touch me.
I'm not here to make friends.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever says that on Great British Bake Off. That's why people love it. Wake up, America Television Networks. Okay, so what I'd like to do is let's do a technical difficulty meter. So this would be 1 being the easiest, 10 being the hardest. Where do you think Angel Cakes, out of the gate, where does it fall?
I've watched a full 6 seasons of this show multiple times. So for me, I mean, it's like a 5. I feel like I could whip it out no problem. And I have baked maybe twice in my life. So I'm experienced. So I think for me, no problem, like a 5.
I actually said 5 too. Mm. I thought it was right in the middle.
And you've actually baked.
Yeah. I've never made an angel food cake. I've never made Genoese.
No, I've eaten angel food cake.
Do you like it?
With the strawberries.
Do you like it?
We used to get at the office for people's birthdays when they were on a diet.
Yes, that's the one to get.
Instead of getting the healthy cakes, we would get the angel food cake and the Cool Whip and the strawberries. Yeah. And that was like our healthy treat for someone's birthday. Office birthdays are like the saddest forced togetherness thing ever.
They really are. And an office party with Cool Whip is even sadder. So
doesn't
we
get
won't talk about
that.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our final challenge, the showstopper, and something you say what this is, because what I wrote in my notes I don't like for what kind of cakes they're making.
They're childhood fantasy cakes. Why did you not like?
Because I wrote child fantasy cakes, and I feel like that sounds
like Michael Jackson.
Yes. Bad.
Bad. So the word child and the word fantasy should never go together in your fantasy land.
Like,
should not exist in your mind.
If you had a sign like between a 99-cent store and a CVS, and it said child fantasy cakes. No, thank you.
I just got uncomfortable. Right. It could be that you put them between a 99-cent store
and a CVS.
And in a CVS. That also makes me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes, the fantasy cake that you would want at your childhood birthday party. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun, because they're going to try to see how it was interesting, because this is the first time we're going to see how well they can decorate.
Yes.
So let's see what you got.
Phil, who's doing the moon cake? It's Henry.
Henry's doing the magical woods cake.
Right, and there's a moon man. And Noel makes our first Mighty Boosh reference of the season.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know, Google it, but you might hate it. So don't come back and
Don't add us. You might.
It's not for everybody.
It's an acquired taste, and you got to be a little weird. So if you're a little weird, which you might be a little weird if you're listening to this podcast, so
then Google old Greg
and see how you do. But no judging.
Yeah,
no, like, this is terrible. Kimberly and Katie are stupid and have terrible senses of humor.
It's maybe not funny. Well, we do, but it's maybe not funny the first time you watch it. It's funny when you know it and you can recite it to your friends. So the first time, it's kind of... Probably you think we're not good at recommendations.
I don't know. I liked the crack fox from the gate.
Okay.
So you could look.
But had you already watched Old Greg? So
no,
you already knew the vibe.
I saw crack fox first.
Oh.
And then I watched Old Greg because you told me to. And I was like, oh, this is the same thing. And then I realized they were all under the same Mighty Boosh.
Mm-hmm. Noel and Dan are best friends.
That is the best thing ever.
Says to Dan, what does he say about like rioting?
Oh, yeah. He's like, if you get kicked off. He's like, we'll riot, we'll graffiti Paul's car, we'll hide Prue's glasses. And then they show.
And then they cut to Prue looking so
sour
solemn.
Sour face Prue.
It's like she knows they're planning.
Face.
I loved that. If there's one scene of Dan where he's layering his cake, he flops down the tier of his cake with such force, he flips it over like a man. The force of
lumberjack.
Yeah. He just plops that cake down.
He just goes for it.
There's also Henry at one point is snipping his dowels, and I think one of them flew off and almost hit Priya in the head because he goes, oops, sorry.
Something happened.
So I feel something, I think we need to start a watch out for intentional or unintentional sabotage of another baker.
Because it does happen in the series.
Well, let's not forget Ian with the ice cream.
Let's never forget.
How could we forget?
Oh, yeah. All right.
No.
Michelle wins. She has the best cake, everyone says. I pretty much would say.
What did they say? Flawless or don't change it? I can't remember what they said.
It's good enough that Prue wants the recipe for this carrot cake. And I love carrot cake. So I really wanted to try it and I would like the recipe too. So maybe Michelle will post that. But it is a fairy Welsh cake. There's lots of fairy cakes happening. And it's called the Taitwile Twig.
Say that one more time.
Taitwile Twig. Okay. Taitwile Twig. I can't twig. Do it.
Taitwile Twig.
But it's three words and I really need to learn how to speak in that accent and how to do that because it's fascinating to me. I like it a lot.
I do too.
And then Rosie had some sort of story about a snake wrapping around. A lot of people did snakes too. And Rosie had this story about a snake wrapping around a computer at her work.
Yeah. Where that sounds like that's the stuff that happens at a vet's office.
And then I forgot that she was a vet. And so I was I thought it was like at a cubicle and like a snake. I was like, where are you working? And a snake had like come in and was squeezing the computer. And the best was when they're trying to ask her, was it Noel that's trying to ask her, how'd they get it off? And she's like, oh, you just shake a stick. Like, what do? You wiggle its head or something?
Yeah, and I was like, you just wait. It's just be patient. It'll come off. It'll let go.
This is spoken from a woman who has snakes as pets. Because if a snake wrapped itself around my computer, I'd be like, we're having a standoff. What are we doing?
eye to eye.
This will not stand.
Katie enters and a snake enters. Only one will
Only
succeed.
One will leave. Will my computer ever be the same? Yeah. It's pretty serious.
Amelia, unfortunately, is at the bottom with her claggy.
Claggy. Cake. I've heard claggy before on the show.
I Googled it.
Oh, all right.
Because I didn't know what it meant.
Does it mean like thick in the mouth?
Like adhesive, sticky.
Yeah.
Like tar.
Yeah. Blech.
Yeah. And I was gutted. I like to say that. It's like I'm British. That she didn't get the post on her carousel in time. I think it really would have made the whole cake.
Yeah, I think so too. I still think
really
it looked good.
About that.
I still do think it looked good, but I think she was disappointed in her performance overall.
I do too. Jamie's being judged.
Jamie, yeah.
His voice cracks. And
because he's crying. He has tears in his eyes. This is the third time that we see tears in Jamie's eyes. And the first time is after the technical.
Right.
And he's like sitting with his knees up on the grass outside and they're interviewing him with the camera. And he's like trying to talk about it. Like, I just have to pull it out tomorrow or whatever. And he gets up all of a sudden. He's like, oh, crikey. No, I'm not going to go be on camera with tears in my eyes.
I thought that was later. That was during the technical.
That was right after the technical before the showstopper. But like, Jamie, you had tears in your eyes. You don't want to be on camera crying. He's got tears in his eyes for 3/4 of this episode.
What kills me is when he laughs it off. That is sadder to me. I can stand to watch people cry. That sounds terrible, but I can stand to watch people cry, but I can't stand to watch people trying not to cry.
No, and he's trying so hard.
That's worse. It's like an old man eating by himself at a restaurant.
Stop.
It makes me nauseous.
And no, it's really hard, and he does it the entire episode. He's like fighting back tears.
Yeah, but I thought he handled the voice cracking very well.
Oh, crikey. Yeah.
No, then they were like, oh, your voice dropped. And he said, finally.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
Good job. He played it off. Yeah.
Good job. So, Katie, do you have the pleasurable task?
Of announcing Star Baker?
Yeah. I'm going to say yes. You get the... Yeah.
It is Michelle.
The female
Noel. And she did great. Her Taitwile Twig cake was beautiful. As much as it was delicious. So Well done, Michelle. And she did like middle of the road in the technical.
Yeah.
Middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was straight down the middle, and then she did pretty good first round.
Yeah. No, I thought her first round one wasn't as good.
It wasn't as good, but it was not like one passable. Of the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the unfortunate task of who leaves us and the internet breaks and the stars die and falls into the sea. Sorry.
You're making it worse. Okay. It's Dan, you guys. You already know because you've watched it, but I'm just breaking it to you again. I want to really break this down. Dan's cake was okay. They loved the design. Paul said, really, really great.
It wasn't, though.
He said it was, and then they thought the flavors were just too subtle. He couldn't find the passion fruit.
Which is a very subtle flavor. Why did you choose passion fruit? I'm so mad at him. Pick a lemon. Pick a flavor they can go for. Not passion fruit. Passion fruit is a subtle flavor.
On the other end of the spectrum, Jamie's cake lacked finesse, was overbaked. That Correct. Means it was not even baked well, and Prue couldn't eat even more than one bite of it.
Because the salted caramel was toffee. So sweet. Yeah. So sweet.
Jamie should go home. I'm going to say it. He got last in the technical, and his showstopper wasn't good. It should have been Jamie.
And Dan got ninth in technical.
There you
go. So he's kind
of a little bit better.
Middle lower.
Yeah.
But
if I were there, I would have rioted like Noel said, but instead of stealing Prue's glasses, I would have burned the tent to the ground. If I lived in England right now, I would have signs that say hashtag Dan deserved better. And I'm going to get his face and his man bun and his beard and his different colored eyes tattooed on my chest in honor of him. Mark my words. Hashtag, it should have been Jamie.
That's hashtag.
Too far.
There's no such thing as too far.
I can't. Kimberly, you were mad too. You had to have been mad too.
I was really mad. I was really surprised. And Oliver was mad. Oliver didn't get it. He's like, you're going to be surprised. Like, it's not good. Like, I was really, really surprised that he got sent. There must have been some. Okay, that first cake must have just, it was unedible. He had raw cake for the first one, so he is in the bottom. So really, the only thing I think he could have done is come in first or second in the technical. And he would have stayed. But I still think that Jamie did just as bad.
Jamie absolutely did just as bad.
Because Jamie was last in technical. Dan was last in signature. Then Jamie did slightly worse than Dan in the showstopper. So why didn't Jamie go home?
Do you think they were just being nice because he's young and his voice cracked?
I think he was crying all over the place.
Do you think they thought he would be a fan favorite? Dan would have been a fan favorite.
Dan's the fan favorite. No, I don't think they're. I think they made a decision based on the cakes, and we just didn't get enough critique to know that Dan's was just not good.
And then Dan cried.
Yeah, and he cried in a good way.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Well, Jamie was crying too.
He should have been crying, Jamie. You know what you did.
But it's frustrating because, I think people are upset. Can we go to the Twitter sphere and can you tell me what people are saying?
Oh, I will.
How angry are people?
I don't know, but I will.
Let's do that for the first part of episode two because I need to know. Okay. I need to know that our outrage is not alone. I think people are upset. I think when I Googled it, it was not good.
Are they rioting? Are they planning a march for Dan? And if so, I will join. I will have a sister march in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think people are upset. Oh, yeah, here we go. At theexpress.co.uk, Great British Bake Off fans fume as Dan axed while Jamie axed despite Baker makes huge error. Oh, wow. People are upset.
Good. They should be. It was an injustice, and this is 2019, so we know a little bit about injustice.
Wow. Mm-mm.
I'm pissed.
This is what somebody said. Well, that was outrageous. Jamie is a lovely guy, but even forgets to put eggs in the cake mix. Oh, that's right, because that's what he did in the... Oh.
Yeah, he forgot to put eggs in.
And then
did
he
I
was
mention
so...
I'm very upset?
And then Dan was so sweet and he says, I had a bad week, but I will definitely take away the friendships.
That's what kills me, is all of the fun times that could have been had. All the next few weeks, they're going to have laughs and stuff, and it would be so much better with Dan there. Because he's funny, and he's going to miss out on those memories. He only got to be there for 1 week. No one cares about Jamie. No one wants Jamie hanging around.
And unfortunately, this isn't the kind of show. No, I mean, Jamie's fine, but Dan should have stayed.
Yes.
And then it's frustrating because it's like, this isn't an American show where people can come back. No. Or like, you know, he's not coming
back. Where they save people.
No.
But maybe they'll bring him back. Well, they should do like an Amazing Race Second Chances series. Like on the Amazing Race, they'll have a whole season that's people getting the second chance at the show. And it would be him. It would be Briny, who went home too soon also.
Yes.
People
they
like that.
They should do that next season. That'd be great.
Parliament? Parliament, can we call you?
Yeah, let us know.
DM me your phone number.
Well, definitely Channel 4.
Channel 4?
Who do we know?
British Channel 4? No one.
We're going to have to write like a lot of strongly worded letters. A lot.
It's going to cost a lot in stamps. Can we do email instead?
We're going to have to do a lot of strongly worded text messages.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's probably expensive too because it's to England. Okay, emails are going to have to be the way. All right, we'll do it. Okay. We're going to do our digital campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag bring Dan deserves a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Dan.
Mm-hmm. Dan the man.
Yeah, we're ready. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that we're going to have to wrap it up here.
Yeah. We have other things we want to talk about the show, but we'll talk about them next time. We had to intro the people, so it's a lot.
It's a lot. Do you want to make a prediction before we stop, or do you not?
Well, I would like to say that we are letting listeners make predictions.
Yes, we are.
And so we were going to say the deadline was today, which is when we're recording this, which is Tuesday. But I think we're going to let them go another week, right, until we announce, after we announce this episode, release this episode.
I think we should let them go till after Bread Week, because I think Bread Week is the one that, Bread Week is the third week, and I think it's the one that really gives you the goods on people. If they can do bread, you know they're going to do, you know if they can make it to the end or not, or if they're going to win.
Do you know that just by you saying bread, I started to think, bread, I would love some bread. Where can I go and get some bread? I would like some challah.
You don't have any bread at your house?
No, I have no bread, but I would like. So if you want to join in our contest, you have to find our posts on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And you write down your three finalists and your one winner. And the person who gets the closest wins. And if no one gets the winner, then it's whoever has the most finalists right. And if no one gets nothing right, because then we all suck and no one just gets a prize because we don't deserve one.
Can we do an Excel sheet link for this so that everyone can see where they stand in the postings when they're knocked out? Or is that a lot of work?
No, I could do something like that. I don't want to do that right now because I don't want too many people to see what other people are voting for, though they can see them in the comments.
Let's do it after the votes close. We will do. Yeah. Okay.
We can do that. Or we'll announce who's still in the running, things like that. Yeah, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little fantasy league.
Yeah, it's Bake Off Fantasy League. I like it.
So everybody, goodbye.
Thank you.
On your marks.
Get set.
Date with Bake. I did it very serious.
It's very good. A date with Bake. It's almost Shock Jock. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. No soggy bottoms.